بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We continue with the lessons in contemplating ayat of the Quran, which is the objective behind which the Quran was revealed. And the ayah that we come to today is in Surah Ali Imran. And it is the 92nd ayah of this surah. Of course, Surah Ali Imran is the third surah of the Quran. And so, in the 92nd ayah of this blessed surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never truly attain piety and righteousness, حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, until you donate and give in charity from that which you love. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. And whatever you give and you donate in the way of Allah, Allah is all-knowing of it. This blessed ayah is the first ayah of the fourth juz of the Quran. And it is the 92nd ayah of Surah Ali Imran. And this ayah encourages us upon charity, sadaqah. And the general meaning of this ayah is that whoever wants to attain the pinnacle of iman and the highest level of piety and faith and at-taqwa, you will only be able to achieve this if you are willing to sacrifice that which is most beloved to you from your wealth. So wealth in general is beloved to every single person. Naturally, as humans, we love our wealth and property. Nobody amongst us will say, I do not want to be wealthy. I would rather be poor. Rather, every person wants for his own self and his family, his children, his offspring to be wealthy and to be rich. So the love of wealth is something which is intrinsic to every single human being. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. You love wealth to a great extent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. That a human is, in terms of loving wealth, very severe, or loves wealth to a great extent. So, us as humans, it is intrinsic to our nature that we love our wealth. And when we are talking about wealth, we don't only mean money, coins and notes. Every type of wealth, gold and silver, property, houses, cars, merchandise and stock, if a person has a business, assets, all of this is considered to be a person's wealth. And intrinsic to our nature is the love of wealth. And therefore Allah subhanahu tells us in this ayah that if you are willing to sacrifice that which is naturally beloved to you and dear and precious to you, meaning your wealth, your hard-earned wealth, and you're willing to sacrifice this for something which is even more beloved to you, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is the path to the higher level of piety, taqwa and righteousness. And so Allah subhanahu begins this ayah by saying, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ. لَن تَنَالُوا, meaning you will never be able to reach or attain. Al-Birr. And the meaning of the word Al-Birr, linguistically Al-Birr means righteousness. However, in this ayah, there are different translations or there are different meanings of the word Al-Birr. So some of the Mufassirun, they said Al-Birr here, it means Jannah, paradise. And so Allah subhanahu is saying, you will never be able to attain Jannah or the higher ranks of Jannah until you give from that which is most dear and beloved to you. Others said that the meaning of al-birr is at-taqwa, piety, or at-ta'a, obedience to Allah, or al-khayr, goodness, meaning Allah subhanahu is saying, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرْ, you will never be able to attain al-birr, meaning you will never be able to attain piety and goodness and a high level of obedience to Allah until you give from that which is most beloved to you. And al-Hasan, al-Basri rahimahullah, he said, أَن تَكُونُوا أَبْرَارًا, to be amongst the righteous. Meaning it is as if Allah subhanahu is saying, you will never be counted amongst the righteous and the pious حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, until you give from that which is most beloved to you. And then Allah subhanahu says, حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that you will never be able to attain this until you give from that which is most beloved to you and most precious to you. So amongst the wealth of a person, from the various assets that a person may own, including silver and gold and coin and gold and silver and jewelry and so on and so forth, are some items which are most beloved to a person and other items less. For example, a particular item, one of our possessions, it may have a sentimental value to it. It was a gift given by a particular person on a particular day for a particular reason, or it's been passed down, and therefore it has an extra sentimental value to it, and it is more dear and more precious to us. And therefore, to give that which is most precious to you and most dear to you, this shows the highest level of Iman and At-Taqwa. Because you are giving up not that which you only love, because all wealth is beloved to a person, but from that wealth, that which is most precious and most dear to you. And therefore, if you sacrifice that for the sake of the one who you love even more, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this therefore shows how true your iman is. And it shows the taqwa, the piety which is in your heart. And it shows how certain you are in your iman. And the meaning of giving for the sake of Allah from that which you love the most, that which is most dear to you, there's three particular meanings. The first meaning is giving from your wealth that which is most precious and dear to you. For example, a person has three cars. One of the cars is the most expensive and the most precious, and the other two are less so. And so when a person wants to give a car from these three in charity, he gives the one which is the most precious and the most valuable. This is the first meaning. The second meaning is that you give in charity from your wealth when you may be in need of it, however there is somebody who is more in need. So when a person has surplus wealth, it is easy to give. However, when a person himself is in need of that wealth and then he gives it, that wealth is more precious to a person. And yet he sacrifices it in times of his own need for somebody else who is more in need. And this again shows us the taqwa and the piety in a person's heart. And then the third meaning of giving that which is most precious to you is giving when a person is healthy and well and strong. Because the practice of many people is that when they become ill or they become old and they don't have much use for their wealth anymore, or for example, it is their final illness and perhaps soon they will pass by, they will die, then they will give in sadaqah. Because now they know that there's no more time for me to enjoy my wealth. I cannot do much with my wealth anymore except pass it on. So therefore I will give it in the way of Allah. However, for a person who is young and has in front of them their future and their life and his ambitions in front of him, and he can use that wealth and enjoy that wealth and spend that wealth, and in this state a person gives it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sacrifices it for the sake of the one who is most beloved to him, which is Allah subhanahu, then this shows iman and at-taqwa. So this is the three possible meanings of this ayah. Either giving that which is most precious to you from your wealth, or giving your wealth when you may be in need of it, but there is somebody else who is more in need of it, and therefore it is bitter to give some of that wealth. And then thirdly, to give it in a state in which you are healthy and well and young and ambitious, in which you're going to enjoy that wealth and utilize that wealth, instead of giving it in a time in which you are old and ill, and perhaps before death, and you have no use of that wealth. And so Allah subhanahu said in this ayah that when you give wealth in one of these three situations, then that is how you attain the higher level of iman, the higher level of jannah, and the higher level of taqwa and piety. And there are examples from the sahaba, from the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, of how when they heard this ayah for the first time, how quick they were to donate and give in the way of Allah that which was most beloved and precious to them. The narration that Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates regarding Abu Talha radiallahu anhu. And Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu was from the most wealthy people of Al-Madina. And he used to own a garden full of date palms. And this garden full of date palms, this was facing Al-Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to go into the garden and he used to drink from a well which was in this garden, because its water was sweet. And Abu Talha says, لَمَّا نَزَلَتْ لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that when this ayah was revealed, I approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and I said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ, verily Allah has said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, you will never attain true taqwa, or the highest level of taqwa, until you give and donate from that which is most beloved and most precious to you. وَإِنَّ أَحَبَّ أَمْوَالِي إِلَيَّ بَيْرُحَا, and the most precious wealth which I have and I possess, my most beloved asset, is بَيْرُحَا. And بَيْرُحَا was the name of the garden which he owned. And then he said, وَإِنَّهَا صَدَقَةٌ لِلَّهِ, and I give it as sadaqah for the sake of Allah. أَرْجُوا بِرَّهَا وَذَخْرَهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, and I hope for its reward, and that its reward will be saved with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَضَعَهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ حَيْثُ أَرَاكَ اللَّهِ, and therefore, Messenger of Allah, utilize it in any way or any manner which Allah has guided you to. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was amazed and pleased at the action of Abu Talha radiallahu an. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Bakh, bakh, dhaka malin, or dhaka malun rabihun, dhaka malun rabihun. Bakh, meaning, it's a phrase of amazement. Dhaka malun rabihun, said, this wealth will make you successful. This wealth will make you successful. قَدْ سَمِعْتُ, I heard what you have said. I saw what you have done. وَأَنَا أَرَانْ تَجْعَلَهَا فِي الْأَقْرَبِينَ, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised him. He said, my view is that you should give this wealth to those who are close to you, meaning kinship, his close relatives. And then Abu Talha said, أَفَعْلِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, do as you please, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is the first narration of how when a companion heard this ayah for the first time, there was an emotional response to this ayah. And that was not to give just any garden or a small amount of money, but to give the garden Bayruha, which was most beloved and most precious to him. Also, there is a story of Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu. And Zayd ibn Haritha was one of the closest companions to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the one who resembled him the most. And he was the foster son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he had a horse which was called Subul. He had called it and named it Subul. And this horse was the most precious and beloved thing which he owned. And when the ayah was revealed, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, you will never attain piety until you give from that which you truly love. Zayd radiallahu an came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, Ya Nabi Allah, O Prophet of Allah, Inna Furusi Subul, Ahabbu Mali ilayya. He said, verily, my horse, who I have named Subul, it is the most beloved possession which I own. وَقَدْ أَشْهَدْتُكَ أَنِّي جَعَلْتُهَا صَدَقَةً فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And he said, I call you as a witness, O Messenger of Allah, that I have given it in the way of Allah. And so he gave this horse to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a form of sadaqah, charity for the sake of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called the son of Zayd, whose name was Usama, and he gave this horse to Usama, the son of Zayd. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Aqbidha ya Usama, take it, O Usama," meaning it is yours. This charity which I have received from your father, I give it to you. When Zayd radiallahu anhu saw this, the look on his face changed, because he intended to give this horse for the sake of Allah, for charity. Somebody who maybe he doesn't know or is not related to, that person benefits from this horse. However, it ended up coming back to his own son, and this is not something which Zayd initially intended. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the reaction of Zayd, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to comfort him. He said, Ya Zayd, O Zayd, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ قَبِلَ صَدَقَتَكْ مِنْكْ. He said, O Zayd, verily Allah has accepted your sadaqah from you. Why? Because the point is, or the objective is, that Zayd had given and sacrificed that which was most beloved and most precious to him. He gave it for the sake of Allah, in the way of Allah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did with it what he deemed to be correct. And also the hadith of Umar radiallahu an, who said, Ya Rasulullah, lam usib malan qat huwa anfasu indi min sahmi alladhi huwa bi khaybar. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I have never come across wealth or property which is more precious and more dear to me than my portion of the war booty from the battle of Khaybar. فَمَا تَأْمُرُنِي بِهِ. He said, what do you order me to do? What do you advise me to do? Meaning, I want to give it in the way of Allah, because this is the most precious and the most beloved asset which I own. But Allah said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. So how can I give it in sadaqah? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised him. He said, أَحْبَسَ الْأَصَلْ وَاسْبُلْ الثَّمَرَ. He said, keep the land, meaning keep it in your possession or in your name. However, give its fruits and its crops in the way of Allah. And also the son of Umar radiallahu anh, his name is Abdullah ibn Umar. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he says, حَضَرَتْنِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. He said, I remembered this ayah. And this was most likely after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had passed away, and then Abdullah ibn Umar, he remembered this noble ayah. And then he said, فَذَكَرْتُ مَا أَعْطَانِي اللَّهِ. He said, then I remembered that which Allah had given me. فَلَمْ أَجِدْ شَيْئًا أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ جَارِيَةٍ رُومِيَّةٍ. He said, and I had no possession more dear and more beloved to me than a slave girl. And this slave girl, she was Rumiyya, Roman, meaning from Sham. فقلتُ, and then I said, هي حرة لوجه الله, that she is free for the sake of Allah. Because Islam encourages the emancipation of slaves, freeing slaves. And this is counted to be as a form of charity. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he gave that which he possessed and was most precious to him. And this shows the outlook of the Sahaba, that when an ayah came, they would implement that ayah because they hoped for the pinnacle of Iman. They did not want to merely give in charity, rather they wanted to give the best which they have in charity so they can attain true piety and true at-taqwa. And this is what they attained. And of course, every form of charity is accepted by Allah. Every form of charity is rewarded by Allah subhanahu. So whether a person gives the most precious and most prized asset he or she possesses, or gives something which is in the middle, or even that which a person does not particularly need and gives it in the way of Allah, there is still reward for this. And this is still a great act of charity. So the meaning of this ayah is not that unless you give the most prize and the most beloved thing to you, you cannot attain a taqwa. This is not the meaning of this ayah. Rather, the ayah means that if you want to attain the highest level of a taqwa, then give for the sake of Allah that which is most precious to you. Because when you give something which is most beloved and most precious to you, for the sake of that which is more precious and more beloved, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the reward of the hereafter, this shows the high level of Iman. And this is why in the next ayah, or the next part of this ayah, then Allah subhanahu says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٍ. And whatever you give in the way of Allah, whatever you give in the way of Allah, a lot or a little, an asset which is dear to you or an asset which you do not need, whatever you give in the way of Allah, Allah is all-knowing of it, meaning Allah knows it and Allah sees it and Allah rewards you for it and Allah subhanahu accepts it. So even the smallest amount of charity should not be belittled. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he advised Abu Dharr al-Ghafari radiallahu anhu, he said, لَا تَحْقَرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Do not belittle any form of goodness. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَ أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَلِقٍ. Even if it's the mere act of meeting your Muslim brother or your Muslim sister with a smiling face. A smiling face or a jovial outlook, a positive attitude. What does it cost? It costs you nothing. But in Islam, this is a form of sadaqah. The Prophet ﷺ said, اتَّقُ النَّارِ وَلَوْ بِالشَّقِّ التَّمْرَ. Fear the fire, meaning protect yourself from the fire, even if it is by half of a date. Meaning, even if you only give a half of a date in charity, do not belittle this. Because that small amount which you gave, it may save you from the fire. So the point is that every type of charity is accepted by Allah and it is rewarded by Allah subhanahu. However, if a person is able to sacrifice that which is most beloved and most precious from amongst the assets of the wealth that he or she owns and gives it for the sake of Allah, this shows a higher level of Iman. And there's also an important point that we have to bear in mind here, and that is that when it comes to giving charity, a person should be balanced. And Islam does not require from us that we give everything in charity, and therefore we end up suffering ourselves. People differ in terms of their needs and their abilities and what they own and what they can earn. So you have a person, for example, who even if that person gave away all of his wealth today, within a month he might easily make it up because he is a successful businessman, or he or she has a particular place or status of authority. You have another person who is not in a stable job and has young children and a family who are dependent upon him, or maybe a father and a mother who are also in need of his care and consideration. Therefore, for this person, it would be wrong for this person to give everything which he owns. And this balance in charity and fulfilling the rights and the responsibilities of the dunya, of the worldly life, is what Allah teaches us. Allah subhanahu said, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَ إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ. He said, do not make your hand tied to your neck. وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ. And neither open it completely. Meaning, don't go to the extremes of putting yourself in poverty. Rather, do not go to extremes by being stingy so that your hand is held close to your neck and you don't want to give anything. And neither go to the extreme of kull al-bast. It's completely open and it saves nothing and everything is given. Rather, be balanced between this. And a person might say, well, look at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he gave all of his wealth in the way of Allah. And then when he was asked, what have you left for your family? He said, I left for them Allah and His Messenger. However, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was a successful trader. He was a businessman. Maybe he gives everything today and within a week he makes it back. Also in the example of Abu Talha al-Ansari, the example which we gave, that he gave the most precious garden to him. But again, Abu Talha kana akthar. أكثر الناس بالمدينة مالا. He was the most wealthiest of people in Al-Madinah. So maybe he owned 10 farms or 5 gardens. And he gave one of them which was most beloved to him. So also when it comes to giving from your wealth, it is important to attain that balance. That you have responsibilities such as your children, your family, your parents, that has to be fulfilled. Your own personal needs as well. You don't have a job which is stable or income can be varied, then you give accordingly. Or you're somebody who's, for example, children are independent and they're also wealthy and you have wealth with you and therefore you give it in the way of Allah. The point is that a person, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. That if you want to attain real taqwa and the highest level of iman, and the highest level of Jannah, give from that which is most precious to you. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم وبالله التوفيق.